We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me tell you what I'm sick and tired of. I'm sick and tired of looking at story after story and post after post of the FBI asking me to help identify the Capitol rioters. They were there for hours, posting their own pictures and video and taking selfies with police on social media. So why am I being asked all this time later to help them catch the folks who were illegally at the Capitol, donning Confederate flags, making nooses, hunting down legislators, stealing laptops? I'm all the way in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. The FBI was right down the street. Had they really wanted to get them, they could have just taken some paddy wagons down there and arrested them on the spot. But instead, they were allowed to leave and go on about their merry way. Every time I think about it, I get sick and tired. But the one thing I am doing is I am keeping up with the latest. And the way that I do that is I am logged on and locked in to Jordan Fisher. He is an investigative reporter at WUSA 9. He is always got the latest on the Capitol riots, who's been arrested, who's going to court, who pled guilty to what. He is joining me now on the line. Jordan, thank you so much for being here on the Chad Hartman Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, we've got story after story after story. It is almost difficult to keep up with the latest on the Capitol riots. Some folks are still missing. The FBI is putting out notes. Do you know this person? Have you seen them? Can you help us identify them? Everybody's got a name and a number. We even had some folks in Minnesota who were arrested. You know, it seems like all 50 states were represented. When you talk about equal representation, it seems like all 50 states were represented. And you've been able to keep up with this story and give us the latest. So what is the latest in the Capitol riots?
Yeah, well as of today, we're up over 640 defendants who've been arrested and charged in the case. That includes more than 130 people who've been charged with assaulting police, which is actually just a fraction of, you know, as you said just earlier, the potential number of people who could be arrested in this case, easily probably over 1,500 potentially. And right now the FBI has more than 300 suspects still unidentified who they think have assaulted police. So there's still a universe of people out there to be arrested.
And the one thing that I found so disturbing was your report on the Capitol police officer who was arrested and accused of warning riot suspects to delete evidence. Talk to me about Officer Michael Riley, a 25-year veteran of the force.
Yep, this was just unsealed on Friday when Officer Riley made his first appearance. And of course, these are just allegations, but pretty troubling ones. As you said, multiple decades on the force, he's accused of, on his own, reaching out to someone he met through a mutual interest in fishing on Facebook and advising him to take down posts and pictures and video of himself inside the Capitol on January 6th. And the thing that I think has really gotten people's attention in this is that he says in the same breath where he's telling this person to, allegedly telling this person to take down evidence, he also says, you know, 50 of my fellow officers were injured that day. And so I think people are sort of seeing a disconnect there between the seriousness of what happened and him, you know, trying to help this person he really didn't even know.
Yeah. And it's just so disturbing because, you know, the one thing that got me when I watched the video in real time, I mean, most of us were mortified. But the one thing that really got me, Jordan, is the selfie that one of the riders took with police. And I thought, this has got to be an inside job.
The selfies were certainly troubling. You know, I wrote about them and reported on them even the day of. And a number of police in the Capitol Force have now been investigated and disciplined because of them. To date, there's still no evidence that anyone from the police department was complicit in planning it or organizing it or even really doing anything other than sort of acknowledging that they were wildly outmatched, you know, outnumbered. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are videos of them appearing to let rioters in or move barricades, but I think we should understand that, you know, there were 10,000 members of this mob, and there are, you know, 1,300 members of the Capitol Police Force.
And not all of them were even there that day. That's the thing. You know, and so there was no way for them to protect that building and protect the legislators and the people who were in there. The video is just, you know, it's difficult to watch. And so when you look at it, we're talking to Jordan Fisher, WUSA9 investigative reporter who has done extensive work on stories from the January 6th Capitol riot. You know, what's the one thing that of all the stories that you've done that has surprised you the most?
Well, I think one interesting thing is that we've had several, you know, families that have been arrested together. There was a group of five individuals, the same family, parents and children from Texas who came. They all went into mm-hmm. the Capitol. They all got arrested mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, Eric Munchel, the zip tie guy, and his mother were arrested together and facing serious charges, felony obstruction charges. Uh-huh. There were, a son and his mother were arrested earlier this month for stealing the emergency escape hoods intended for members of Congress. Mm. So the fact that, you know, it's not a lot of these things you sort of think that they would be lone wolves or maybe members of these extremist organizations. But there are truly multiple pairs of, you know, mothers and sons who are now charged with felonies in connected to this.
We are talking to Jordan Fisher, WUSA9 investigative reporter. He has a newsletter out that you have to sign up for, the Capitol Breach newsletter. You can go to their website, WUSA9.com, and find Jordan, find this Capitol Breach newsletter to get the latest. Now, I want to take a quick commercial break. Can you stick around with me? Because I have a couple of more questions, including a story about one of the rioters out of New York.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. We'll be back on the Chad Hartman Show. It's 12:51. That is your Lindis Construction time check. Time to get a quote for clog-free Leaf Guard brand gutters. It is the Chad Hartman Show, and we are honoring Sid Hartman today on the one-year anniversary of his death. Not just on this show, Chad Show, Sid's son, but also on our website at WCCORadio.com. It is about legacy. Help us celebrate him by checking out some of these amazing stories about this amazing man. I have a link up on my Facebook and Twitter pages. So click on that. Share it with your friends so you can help us honor him today. And we are continuing our conversation with Jordan Fisher, investigative reporter at WUSA9 covering the Capitol riots. You've got to sign up for his Capitol Breach newsletter and track the fallout from that day on January 6th. He is joining us to continue our conversation. And, you know, there's always some twists and turns with this story. It's just as soon as you look down in Texas and see that whole families are being arrested for being there, you know, a judge halts a release of a New York man accused of climbing over other rioters to pepper spray police. What's the latest on that angle of the story, Jordan?
Yeah, so that just happened today. Actually, the chief judge here in the D.C. District Court halted a New York magistrate judge's order to release Cody Mattis. He's a Hilton, New York man, and as you said, he's accused not just of assaulting police, but helping to tear down the barricades that caused the plaza to be overrun. And then the FBI says, was so eager to get to the entrance of the tunnel where police officers were trying to hold the line that he, as you said, climbed over other rioters. And they have videos of this, and they have pictures of this, and of him taking a can of pepper spray and just spraying it into the tunnel. You know, he made a pretty interesting claim, which is that he was trying to actually help the police by spraying the other rioters to discourage them from attacking. You know, as the DOJ says, transparently false. You know,
I was going to say, did he not see the video that we saw on social media today? It happened.
Right.
So he's going to be staying in jail for a while. You know, what's amazing to me is that I haven't seen as severe a punishment as I would have thought. That, you know, we would have seen with, you know, the breaches and the threats and, you know, the fear that, you know, this mob struck in our legislators. And, you know, it just didn't seem to me the people who have come forward and who have been found guilty, who pleaded, it just doesn't seem like the punishment is fitting the crime.
Yeah, you know, even judges are sort of asking, a lot of people are mad at the judges, but the judges are bound by the plea agreements that defendants reach with prosecutors and by the decisions that prosecutors make in terms of what to charge with in the beginning. So there are more than 100 people have now pleaded guilty. Of those, 15 have been to felonies and 93 have been to misdemeanors. And almost all of those misdemeanor cases are facing at max 6 months. Now only 17 defendants have been sentenced so far. And despite, I think, what is this growing view that they have been lenient sentenced, only four of them have only received probation. Everybody else has gotten at least some jail time or home confinement or some combination of the two.
And what do you think? I mean, you've been covering this story. You've got the newsletter. You stay on top of this. Do you think, you know, at some point, everybody will be identified, everybody will be held accountable, or will we still have hundreds of people who just kind of walk away from that day, you know, with a memento, a laptop or a flag or something they picked up out of the Capitol and took it back home with them when they were allowed to walk out of the building, get on a plane and resume their normal lives?
I think everything we've heard from the FBI and the DOJ and seen from them so far is that they are committed to identifying and charging certainly everyone who entered the building on that day, you know, everyone who assaulted police on that day. And that right there is potentially more than 1,000 to 1,500 people. And I do think that we will see all of those people charged, and it's probably going to take years, you know. Now, there might be some defendants who walked past the barricades, but who didn't enter the building, didn't assault police, who, because of resources or simply because there are never any tips entered about them, will not be charged, as you said. But I don't think the people who committed the most serious offenses on that day are going to walk away with a memento.
All right. I can't wait to read your stories. They're always interesting. You stay on top of it. I'm not sure how you sleep and how you do it. You must not have a life outside of your reporting, because Jordan Fisher is on it, WUSA9 investigative reporter and the editor of the Capitol Breach newsletter. It comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays, so make sure you sign up. And there's a link on my Facebook and Twitter pages where you can do that. Thank you for spending some of your afternoon with me. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And stick around. We've got so much more coming up on the Chad Hartman Show on your good neighbor station. I'm going to talk to my neighbor, Laura. You know, the last time I hosted Chad's show and she was on, she gave me some really good parenting tips. And, you know, Laura's got good kid, man. Oh, my God. Her boy is just doing so well in college, and he did such a good job in high school. And I just really look to her for guidance when I'm trying to raise a good boy. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. If somebody's already done a good job, I just need some tips. And last night, my son asked me a question about his new cell phone that his Uncle Chad Hartman suggested and pleaded and begged, along with Dan Cook and Henry Lake, Team Andrew, hashtag Team Andrew, for me to buy. That I couldn't really answer. And so I'm going to ask Laura what to do. Should your child expect privacy on cell phone that you pay for? Is it ever okay to kind of go through your child's text messages and see what they're doing? I don't know. I'm going to ask Laura. Because I've been doing my investigating and researching into deep dive into Andrew's text message life with his new girlfriend. Uh-huh. And he says that's wrong. I did the wrong thing. I should trust him. I'm going to check with Laura on that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.